This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. We'll finish Yud Ches Amud Beis, 18b, the fourth section. It's the yellow text. So yesterday we had this argument, right, between two sets of Amoraim. Is Megillas Tainis, this list of days you're not allowed to fast on, has it been nullified or not? So Meisiv Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana comes and he asks a question. Meisiv Gazru Tainis beChanukah beLud. Right, so there was a story, and they declared a fast day on Chanukah. Right, Chanukah is not only a holiday known to us, and you can't fast and you can't eulogize. It also is on Megillas. It's on the list in Megillas Tainis. Right, so they come and they have this. They declare a fast on Chanukah in Lud. V'yarad Rabbi Eliezer v'racha. That's Rabbi Eliezer got up and he went to the bathhouse, took a shower to show it's not really a fast day. Rabbi Yoshua v'siper. Rabbi Yoshua got up, took a haircut. They both wanted to demonstrate, right? You cannot declare a fast day on Chanukah. Chanukah is a day in Megillas Tainis. V'amru lahem. And furthermore, they said to them, tzu v'hitanu al ma shehitanitem. You have to go and fast because you fasted, right? When you fasted on Chanukah, you violated Megillas Tainis. Go fast to repent, to do tshuva for the fact that you fasted on Chanukah. Clearly shows Megillas Tainis has not been nullified. Question on Rav and Rav Chanina. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, no, shiny Chanukah de ika mitzvah. Chanukah is different. There's a mitzvah on Chanukah. It's not just a day we remember a battle or whatnot, and we're happy. There's a mitzvah. You can't nullify the mitzvah. So I'm going to Abai. So Abai says, v'tibatel ihi, v'tibata mitzvasa. Right? No, so nullify Chanukah, nullify the mitzvah too. Right? That also a fascinating suggestion beyond our scope. So Ella Amar Rav Yosef, so says Rav Yosef, shiny Chanukah de mefarsim nisa. Now Chanukah is different because there is the publicity of the miracle of what Hashem did for us. And that keeps it, even if Megillas Tainis might be nullified, Chanukah is the exception to the rule. Now, Mosiv Rav Achar Bar Huna, says Rav Achar Bar Huna, Betlasa betishrei betelat ad karta min shtarya. Okay? On the third of Tishrei, right, which we know as Tzom Gedalia, the day after Rosh Hashanah, was nullified mentioning Hashem's name in Ishtar. Okay, what does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain. Shegazru Malchus Yavan Gzeira, right? The evil Greek kingdom had a decree, Shelo Lahazkir Shem Shamayim Al Pihem, right? That we should not have Shem Hashem in our name. We should, right? And therefore, right, had to take it out of your shtaros. You couldn't write it anywhere. Shegavru Malchus Chashmonai Benitzchom. Right, when the Chashmonaim got stronger and they bested the Greeks, he's Ginu Shem Eskim Shem Shemayim Afilu B'Shtaros. Right, so they said you should just have Hashem. You should mention Hashem's name everywhere, even on your documents, even on your shtaros. V'kach Hayu Kosvin. This is actually what they would write in their shtaros. Bishnas Kach V'kach, and you know this is such and such year, the Yochanan Kohen Gadol Le'El Elyon. Right, to the year of, they would count to Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the ruler, El Elyon, to Hashem, right? Ukshishamu Chachamim B'davar, when the Chachamim heard, right, that this was the Takana, Amru, right, they said, this is a terrible Takana. L'machar Zeh Poreya Eschovo, right, tomorrow I'm going to pay off my debt. Then what happens to the document, right, to the loan document? You throw it in the garbage. Shtar mutal ba'ashba, and you're going to find this document is going to get thrown in the garbage. And then you have God's name, you have Shem Shamayim being thrown in the garbage. Right? Terrible. Right, we have a similar thing with wedding invitations, psukim and whatnot. Ubitlum and the Chachamim nullified, right, this takana of the Chashmonaim and take Hashem's name off of the shtaros. V'osa hayom asu yamtuf. And that day they made a yontif, right? And they went in Megillas Tainis and you couldn't fast. What a big yontif. Oh, another fascinating point, right? The fact that Hashem's name wouldn't be thrown into the garbage is a day worth celebrating. Now, here finally, we get to the question, right? Because we started with, right, Rav Achar Bar Huna asking a question. V'i salka daitach batla Megillas Tainis. if you want to tell me that Megillah's Tainus was indeed nullified, right, you Rav, Kamaisa Batul, right, we nullified the first ones, I mean the original list. Achranaisa Mosifim, we're going to now add stuff onto the list that we already nullified. Well, if the list is nullified, you clearly can't make up more days that are Yomim Tovim. So the answer, no. No, this is the time, right? Time of the Chashmonaim was a time the Beis HaMikdash stood. That's a time of Shalom. That's a time it's enforced. And that's a time that you can add to things. This concludes our learning for today. We'll continue this conversation. Please come back and join me tomorrow.